Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the World's First Radio Show devoted to diving, special edition today. We are reflecting on the diving life of Single Scott, good friend of the show. Was killed in a motorcycle accident last week. Was a shock to everybody. And you know, we're dealing with it the way we do, which is crazy, nutty, wacky, in a lighthearted sense, like we always do this goofy little show of ours. So we're reflecting on our adventures that included Single Scott as part of the Scuba Radio crew when we traveled the world and dove and did some amazing things together, and reflecting on some of those stories and sharing them with you today. Bill, the producer, with me, as well as Jimmy, the bubble boy. CJ has just walked in. We're going to talk to all those folks, and they can share an anecdote or two. But before we do that, we have...
Anecdote.
What did I say?
Antidote. No. Like we were poisoned.
Well, it kind of was like an infection.
Let's pretend we all got bit by jellyfish, and I'll pee on you.
Well, Bill, you can edit this out later. This isn't live.
No, of course not.
Yeah, we'll just take this out.
Start again and say anecdote.
All right, we'll do the anecdote. And
wow, professional radio broadcaster.
Edit. As we go to Clay from Explorer Ventures. How are you, Clay?
I'm doing great. I'm kidding here. I was thinking that my mother was the only grammar Nazi around, but apparently I was wrong.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You may be related to Bill. And all I can say is I'm sorry about that.
CJ brought it up.
Bill and I both looked at each other like, what did he just say?
Yes. Well, you guys are kind of like brothers. Yeah, you're something. Yeah, you've shared saliva. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that is true. Yeah. That is true, but you told him?
Okay, there's enough.
Edit.
All right, so, Clay, how are you? Clay knew Single Scott as well. Probably more in a business sense, so to speak. But he probably, I don't know. He might have put.
Are you telling me that Single Scott had some sort of a business relationship with Explorer Ventures?
Or sense?
It's. I don't know if he's in the record books. Is he, Clay?
You know, he's. I don't think he's quite in the record books, but he certainly came close. I think he probably went on 30 or 40 trips with us, something like that.
Yeah, just on the St. Kitts Saba itinerary with Explorer Ventures, I know he had told me he had been on that trip like, I don't know, 25, 30 times. Yeah, exactly. And we're talking a week-long trip. And he had done this. He loved that itinerary. And yep, exactly. And when we met him for the first time, he had been on the boat a couple weeks before. I thought he was part of the crew. He was so settled in. I really thought he was a crew member when
you thought he was a lazy crew member.
Yes.
This guy doesn't really seem to
do
any work.
Anything?
You're like, what the hell?
Is he the purser?
Hello?
What's the deal?
Yeah, but you know, we slowly but surely found out that he actually was a customer and a good one for Explorer Ventures at that. Right, Clay?
Oh, he was excellent. I mean, everybody enjoyed. When we let him know that Scott was coming down, the crew was always excited. And, you know, because we've got that pay for five trips, get the sixth trip for free program.
Yeah.
And so he'd just come down for 6 weeks.
So Scott really screwed you over pretty good over the years, didn't he?
Yeah, it was horrible. I didn't feel too bad for him because, you know, as you guys probably know, he did fairly well in life.
Yes, he did.
And, yeah, I remember him calling me up one time, and you know, asked him what was going on. He said, I got a problem. I said, Scott, what's that? He says, I got too much money and I got to figure out what to do with it. He said, should I buy a boat or an airplane?
Yeah. Yeah. He actually was close. He was, you know, literally just a few weeks ago, he was telling me he was planning to buy a plane. And, you know, he had a motorcycle, he had a couple really nice cars. And
he had an RV, he had a camper.
He had an RV, yep. Yeah,
so he could drive the dogs around town.
Right. He lived large. There's no doubt he was quite the adventurer. And he dove all around the world. And he loved going on the Explorer Adventures liveaboards. And you know, that's a testimony on itself to say that you had a customer that wanted to come back and do it not just one or two times but 35 times or something. It's crazy the amount of weeks he bought with Explorer Ventures. It's kind of cool.
What's crazier is that Clay's pretty confident he's not the customer they have that's come back the most often.
Yes,
he says, oh, we got a couple of people like that, don't even worry about
yeah.
it.
Well, I think Scott was second. The other gentleman
owns the company.
I think at this point the other guy's probably beat me, but
yes.
I think the other guy's been like 50 or 60 trips.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But, what are you going to do? All right.
It was fun to have Scott on board because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you could just tell him, you know, fill your own damn tank. You want to go diving?
Yeah. Exactly. If you're going to come so often, we're going to make you crew whether you're paying or not. And who can blame you? But Clay, go ahead.
He'd be in the galley helping with dishes and all that. He was a nice guy.
Yeah, he was indeed. And you know, Explorer Ventures celebrating their 25th year right now. We got our big Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're going to make some new memories in October 6th. With Dan and Betty Orr from Dives Alert Network, we're going to have a couple of the mermaids on, the Scuba Cowboy. And if that weren't enough, you can actually win a spot right now with our little Facebook promotion. You're aware of this, aren't you, Clay? I hope you are.
Oops. Yeah, I sure am.
Oops. Yes. Ixnay on the on-test K.
Oh, yeah, there you go. But no, it's real easy. If you go to Facebook and you look up the Scuba Radio fan page, and you can get all this at scubaradio.com, but you can enter at the Scuba Radio fan page on Facebook, also the Explorer Ventures fan page, and also the Divers Alert Network fan page. So not only do you get one chance to win, you can go to all three, and you can get three entries in for that shot to win. We're going to draw a winner from the entries. I believe you have until July 31st. But all the details are right there at scubaradio.com. What else has been going on in your part of the world as far as some of these liveaboard adventures that you got going all over?
Well, we've got all sorts of stuff going on. As you mentioned, it's our 25th anniversary as of 3 days ago, in fact, June 13th.
And so we're
offering a 2 for $2,500 special for our original itinerary going from St. Martin to Saba and St. Kitts. For basically all the weeks in September, late August into September. We've got various specials still available on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 and the Turks and Caicos in Bahamas and on the Maldives boat as well, Carpe Vita Explorer. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. We're having fun.
Yes, no doubt about it. 25 years, and you know, you got people like Scott that had literally went on for 30-plus weeks. If that doesn't tell you that this is the dive adventure you've been waiting to go on, I don't know what else does. ExploreVentures.com, 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Just pick an itinerary or join us in October for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Divers Alert Network, because that one's going to be an adventure. You're going to try to join us for that too, Clay, maybe? Get out of the office?
I'm going to try to join that one.
All right, good. All right, well, I'll let you get back to business. I know he just got back in the country, so he's trying to get settled. But we thank you for your thoughts, and we'll be in touch. All right, Clay?
Thanks, Greg.
All right,
enjoy,
there you go.
And to everybody, my condolences about Scott.
Yes, yeah. Single Scott, you know, let's talk a little bit about his diving adventures. You know, we mentioned this Turks and Caicos trip in hour one. That was on the Turks and Caicos 2 Explorer Liveaboard. Very soon, it's going to be the identical itinerary we go on in October. And that particular week, CJ was on, Abby, Denise, who else? Oh, well, Kevin, who we had on hour one well.
Yeah.
And, of course, Scott.
Bill, was Bill there? No, Bill wasn't.
No, Bill wasn't there. All right.
What? Bill wasn't.
Was Scott going on this trip?
What do you mean, was he going?
Was Scott planning on going on this trip?
Yeah, he was going.
Is it too soon to ask if his spot's available?
Oh no, the one in October?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. He was planning on going. Well, he might have been going, but he would have been going.
He hadn't bought it yet.
No, he was going to go on one of his free weeks.
Yes.
He had to stock up a few credits. But yeah, so we have that plan in October. But that trip we did on the Turks and Caicos probably will go down in history as the craziest liveaboard week we've ever had in the history of Scuba Radio. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah.
It was his only liveaboard, so he doesn't have much to compare
it to.
Sounds good
to me.
We'll explain why that was the case next. Stay close. These are stories we've never shared before. So there you go.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef. We have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get to resort certified, couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah? Mm-hmm.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the Dive Master, Bill, the producer, CJ, and Jimmy, the Bubble Boy, here now. All right, so we're reflecting on the life of Single Scott and sharing some of the stories that we shared together. And many of them have been discussed on the air, and some of them have not. It's time now to share one that we have not been able to discuss on Scuba Radio before. Are you with me here, CJ? Because yeah. You were there. You witnessed this firsthand as well, right?
I heard about it.
You were there. Don't lie.
I was on the boat, but I did not witness anything specifically.
Well, neither did I.
But I did
hear about it. We heard the aftermath.
Oh, how I heard about
it. All right, so let's set the stage here. All right, so we do a broadcast from the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard Boat. And we have everybody in the galley, and we're recording the show. This is still up online, by the way, from a couple years ago. And we had a big group of people together.
January 2008.
Okay, I'll go with that.
I won't forget that.
All right. And we had a great time. Everybody's all excited. We're about halfway through the week, and we're having some amazing dives.
It was incredible.
Great time. Everyone maybe had a cocktail or two, getting them socially lubricated for the show. CJ was bubbling over because this was the first liveaboard trip he had ever done.
Blew my mind.
And he was just having a great old time with it. And Scott was there with us as well.
Yep.
This was like his first unofficial scuba radio trip with us. And we had Scott. We had Denise.
Yep.
We had Abby. And we had Linda Chorney, the musician.
Chick Chorney
was with us.
Yes.
Yeah. And what happened on the radio is you hear the finished, edited version. What happened, actually, when we recorded the show during the week, when we were in the galley, was we got about a half hour or so into doing the broadcast, and Scott came on to talk about his singlescott.com website, that he was looking for a mate. He had put out a challenge.
Hold on.
$10,000.
He was not looking for a mate. He was looking for a dive buddy.
He was looking for a mate. He was looking for a wife.
One of the side effects he had hoped for was that he would find someone that he would marry, and he had put out a bounty for people to find someone that would be a good dive buddy who might, down the road, become a lifetime partner for him.
Right, and for every year he was married, you would get $1,000 up to 10 years for $10,000.
I didn't know about that part.
And he announced that on that broadcast. So we talk about this thing that he had done, which was a little bit whacked, but hey, you got to give the guy credit for putting himself out there and wanting to, you know, go for it, so to speak.
Wanting to be introduced to people.
And so we tell this story, and then right after that, we go to Linda.
And Linda goes, well, Scott, you know, that's an interesting concept you got there. Have you ever thought about inviting a guy? And everyone was like,
oh, God,
okay. And it just like the energy was just totally drained out of the room.
He didn't see the humor in it.
Scott did not find that.
I thought it was personally hysterical.
Yes, but Linda was obviously making a joke, but her timing was off. It didn't quite go over well, and Scott got up, and he took the chair, threw it under the table, and stormed off.
I remember that.
And it was a very awkward moment in time, and we, you know, I had to stop the recording and stop the radio show and make an edit, and so you don't hear this on the broadcast at all.
This is like behind the music.
This is behind the scenes stuff, right? So it doesn't stop there. You know, after we got to finish the show. Scott's nowhere to be seen. And finally finished the show, and you know, I talked to Lynn. I'm like, yeah, what was that all about? That wasn't good. You know, can you apologize or something? And next thing you know, someone from the boat comes to me right after we're done recording. Says, hey, Scott's upstairs. He's been drinking for the last hour. He's not very happy. He's screaming. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this guy has been on this boat like 30 times. He's one of Explorer Ventures' biggest customers, and we've pissed him off royally. He wasn't on our payroll at the time. He was actually a paying customer on the boat that
he eventually
week.
Got onto our payroll?
Well,
how do you get onto the payroll? Someone tell me how you get on the payroll.
He wasn't part of the Scuba Radio group.
Okay.
As far as that. He was actually going on one of his own purchases. He had purchased the week to be on that week with us.
I understand now.
So, you know, you got a paying customer, and then you got this girl on the boat who basically offended him by trying to make a joke about, hey, why don't you take a dude instead? And, you know, what would be so bad about that? And, you know, he's a little...
It turns out that Linda Chorney likes men.
Yes.
And in particular, dive instructors.
That's true.
And other people that cannot help her.
All right, so there's this tension between Scott and Linda because of this broadcast incident, right?
Yes.
So then, you know, I'm like, can this be patched up? And I talk to Scott. He's like, no way. If I see her, I'm going to take her guitar, throw it off the boat. He's upset. Linda's like, you know, I don't want to say anything to him because he's an idiot. He took this too serious. They're not tied. I was like, all right, just don't talk to each other. Stay away from each other. For whatever reason, you guys are like oil and water, whatever. Well, the next morning.
Salad dressing.
It's hard to avoid people on a liveaboard boat to a certain extent. This is a big boat. But
it's a big boat, but it's not a cruise ship.
Right. And so the next morning, I, of course, sleep in and miss the morning dive. As
very
I usually
wise.
Would. But Scott gets up and Linda gets up and they go out for the morning dive. And
one of them comes back.
One of them comes back to me, and I'm starting to get ready. And Linda comes into my room, and she goes, hey. I got to talk to you. And I'm like brushing my teeth or something. I'm like, okay.
Still
wait a
naked.
She's like, Greg, I got to talk to you. And she starts screaming. I'm like, whoa, okay, what's the big deal? And she comes back and she says Scott assaulted her. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Says, oh, yeah, he came out on the dive boat and started screaming and he tried to push me over the boat. And I'm like, what? What is going on? And we call the captain in. It's big... to do. I'm like, what's going on? You
so
know,
find out where all the cameras are in the boat.
Yeah, the captain comes in and he talks to Scott and comes back. He says, okay, I've taken care of it. It's all good. It's no problem. There's a little thing. He's sorry or whatever. And I didn't know what it really happened. It was like, what is going on? What do you mean, you know, assaulted? It was kind of a strange word to say in the first place because there were a whole bunch of people around. It wasn't like there was just those two folks. But sure enough, I start hearing more after the week progresses, and he basically just says, keep apart, don't talk to each other, separate, that kind of thing. And then going to find out that after I hear from other people that isn't really what happened. It was like they were arguing because of what had happened on the show. Linda didn't apologize, and they got in each other's face like a... You know, like an umpire and a baseball player arguing over a thing. But it got,
oh, well, then that was horrible.
Yes.
That's the language that people use.
Right, but
bitches.
It got escalated into some big to-do and a song. Oh, my God.
You're saying one of them was wearing a chest protector?
Maybe. Oh, that explains it.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio. We'll be right back.
share that story about Scott and Linda, because this stuff happened all behind the scenes. There was quite a bit of drama that would have a tendency to surround itself around Scott sometimes. And Linda had that issue. You know, after that, we kind of didn't really have anything to do with Linda after that, because it just, some things didn't add up, and I just didn't want it. So I kind of, you know, I kind of listened to Scott. He apologized and all this stuff for getting a little too heated with Linda.
I think in Scott's defense, though, some of that may have been blown out of proportion.
It seemed like it when I talked to some other folks that actually witnessed the event. But, you know, hey, there's two sides to every story. I'm not taking sides per se, but, you know, obviously Scott continued on to do some stuff with us over the years. And
it wouldn't hurt to take the side of the dead guy, really, honestly.
Okay, that's what
we'll
do.
We got a tribute show for today, at least. Could you at least take Scott's side?
Yes, okay.
Could you kind of say, oh, hey, the guy we're paying tribute to the life of a diver today. Let's not say we're being completely impartial. Let's just say, for the sake of today's show, Scott was right.
Yes. Well,
yes, Bill.
And in all honesty, I think it was right anyway.
It's a misunderstanding. She said, you know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was blown way out of proportion. But
it was
kind
he
of things,
said, she lied.
Yeah,
it's
but
it's just one of those you know, Scott, situations.
As much as he was looking for a mate and trying to find a girl to travel with, he did seem to have some issues.
He wanted to have children. He was not looking for a mate.
What do you mean? Well, just a mate doesn't mean you're going to have children, does it?
Yes, it does.
If you take it as a verb, it does.
Yeah. You're mating, yes.
I think he believed in safe mating.
Safe mating?
I think had a couple of conversations with Scott. I think Scott was about as safe as he could be.
In what sense?
I think he always wore a condom. I mean, always. I was at a ball game with him once. I was pretty sure he told me he was.
Okay, that's
TMI.
Yeah. Bill, the producer, and Scott obviously were closer than I thought. And that's what happens when you do a show like this. I told you you're going to hear some things that we don't normally share. And some of those things that like that we probably should have taken back. But it's
edit,
too late.
Edit.
There, okay, there you go. Edit. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I got laid down in Hawaii. My brown-skinned girl with a Mai Tai in one hand. And I got laid on the beach in Maui. By a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand. By a brown-eyed girl on that warm Hawaiian sand.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On the line, another mermaid from our Scuba Radio past and good friend of Single Scott. Mermaid Angela is on Scuba Radio. How are you, Angela?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. So we're reflecting on our stories of Scott, some a little bit more colorful than others, but you had a special bond with Scott, didn't you, Angela? Come on. It was
a good thing. We were good friends, yeah. I'm going to miss him very much. He was my safety diver, you know.
He was
always there for me when we were doing our shoots or random whatever mermaid shenanigans he threw me into. And I was, you know, when we were diving, he was always there for me, and he was very imperative in our dive situation. But yeah, I mean, we had so much fun all of our trips. If you know Scott, you know how crazy he was, and we have a lot of good memories with him. So I'm going to miss him very much.
Yes. Well, and he did. He was kind of like a mermaid wrangler for several of the mermaids over time. And he was very accomplished diver. So when we do the underwater photo and video shoots, Scott would be one of the safety divers, basically controlling the air supply for some of the mermaids. So, he was basically their link to life.
Are you telling me that when you do photo shoots with mermaids, you play air supply? I'm all out of love.
No.
Making love out of nothing at all. Bill.
We haven't done that, but now that you mention it.
Is Air Supply a band?
It's a.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You know what? You walked right into that one, Bill. Come on.
Forgot all right. They're all like eight.
So, Angela, out of all the adventures that we shared together with you and Scott and me and some of the other folks, any particular one stand out as some of your favorite moments that we had? I have one in mind. I want to see if me and you are in sync today. What do you think?
Well, what are the chances?
Well, we had so many, and there were just too many to pick from. But one of the crazier stories that I don't think most people would realize, he was always so nice and friendly. And then we were in California coming home from a Dodger game, and we had the radio on. Now, he was our designated driver, and so we were partaking in some adult beverages. And so on the way home, I cranked the tunes, and we were dancing. And all of a sudden, I think Single Scott took a lefty on a bus lane, and we got a little pulled over by the cop.
Oops. Yeah.
He got really upset and started blaming all of us, and the radio was too loud. And I'm like, dude, you're driving. I have nothing to do with this. So it got a little out of hand, but it's a good memory to look back on.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking about,
Greg? Well, yeah, that was. I remember Angela was in the front seat. And she's going, shot, 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 shot. And she's screaming.
She thought he was saying, Scott, Scott, yeah, Scott, 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 Scott.
And he just went ballistic. Oh, my God. And thing is, and so we're like, okay, got pulled over. And Scott was fine. He was the designated driver. And, of course, nobody wants anybody to get a ticket. And the cop said, well, where do you guys live? We're at this hotel. It's like, okay, go straight there. Well, fine, just go. You took a wrong turn. Tourist out of state. We'll give you a pass. So we're like, oh, good. All right, nobody,
no harm, no foul.
Exactly. And
yeah, thank God.
So the cop leaves, and all of a sudden, Scott floors it. And he literally floors it and takes off around the corner, comes up to the stoplight, and... And it was like he's like trying to, you know, send Angela's head through the windshield or something. And he was just...
he was a little upset with me, I think. I don't know why.
He had a tendency to hold a grudge, I guess. Maybe we'll leave it at that. But yeah.
I was just singing.
Yeah. Yeah, but that
maybe
was just...
I'm not that good at singing.
Yeah, I don't know. He just didn't like your singing. I don't know if it... I thought it sounded fine to me.
Is it possible, and because it is the show that we've devoted to the life of a diver, Scott Keatley...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he got a contact high off the testosterone of the police officer. Is that possible? Could that have happened?
It is. It was California.
It
so,
could have happened.
You know, they do that out there, I think. So that's very possible.
Yeah.
But we had a good day. The other time I was thinking of, you know, it's funny. It's all these topside adventures that we shared. I mean, the diving was great, and we did some great dives. But the other time we hung out together was ziplining in Fiji. And,
yes, that was one of my favorite memories, yeah.
I still have a wedgie. I mean, if you look at some of the pictures
by choice,
that,
though.
That was a look that
every
has
time
been,
before the show, he says, get me ready, boys.
Crank it up. Sir, the carabiner does not go there.
God. Yeah, but we got some
awesome.
Interesting pictures. Yeah, it was. It was a good time, and Scott had an awesome time. It was always fun to hear him. Zip lining through the rainforest, yelling,
right.
That's it. He was just like that, I swear.
And yeah, you'd be like on the other tree waiting for everyone to come back, and we're like, yep, okay, Scott's coming. Just yelling and hooting and hollering all the way. But it was awesome. It was. Oh, that was good stuff.
Yes, it was good times indeed. All right, Angela, well, I'll let you get back to it. I know you have, it's not a wedding, but you're doing some kind of bridal thing, too, or shower, or what is it with all these mermaids? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, well, I'm just visiting in Florida now. I live in New York City, but my cousin is getting married in October, so I'm just down for the weekend visiting Florida, and we just had her bridal shower because I'm one of the bridesmaids.
A bridal shower for somebody getting married in October? They could have.
Yeah,
they could easily smarten up between now and then.
We have a lot of festivities, bridal festivities.
Yes.
But, well, yes, I'm down visiting the family.
Very good. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to it and warning your cousin accordingly. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, good to see you from you guys. Have a good day.
All right. There you go. Mermaid Angela.
She was too nice to correct you, but her name is actually pronounced Angale.
Is that what it is? Angale. Mermaid Angale. I like that. I do. But yeah, Scott was funny in a lot of senses, you know, when it came to dealing with the crew. Because he was like one of my number one mermaid wranglers. I'd bring him along for the trips and dealing with all the people and all the mermaids that I didn't really have time to or patience with.
I got to do that with him when you did a two mermaid shoot with Abby and Angela, I believe, in the Turks and Caicos. And I watched Scott kind of taught me how to do it, how to take care of them, you know, make sure they don't, you know, run out of air.
Right. And how did he do this? First you grab what?
The tail.
First you grab the tail, and then in your
other
hand.
It's the same thing as eating shrimp, really, if you think about it.
That makes all that. Yeah, you know what?
He grabbed the tail and don't let go.
He did kind of compare the wrangling to shucking oysters or something yeah. along those
Not
lines.
The most original haircut, but I'm flattered.
Yeah. Well, you and Scott had that in common, didn't you?
Too much damn testosterone.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
All right. Well, yeah, both you and Bill.
Yeah.
You guys kind of...
We're manly sons of bitches.
You're, to this day, you're still channeling his spirit, it looks like. You're trying to look like him. Is that what it is?
Yes, right. Yes. We decided 10 years ago that we wanted
for
to look
him,
like...
Yeah. Did you guys talk about how deep he used to dive?
Well, that was... I remember going out.
He was a depth whore.
Yes, he used to piss off the dive guys so much. And when he became part of our crew, I started getting a little irritated with him. Like, dude, you're now part of the Scoop Radio family. If you're going to do this, you got to do what they say. It's not like back in the day when you were a paying customer and you could do whatever the hell you wanted, which is what he's used to doing.
Right.
But now you come over under our group, and the dive guy would say, okay, we're going to go do this dive.
So how'd that work out for you, by the way?
Yeah.
Telling Scott what he was going to do and what he wasn't going to do. How'd that work out?
He'd be going like, oh, yeah, no problem. Oh, yeah, I got it.
I carry in my wallet the money clip that he gave us on the dive trip that we
right.
took to Coral Caverns.
That's right.
I don't have any money because I've got kids.
Right.
So I just carry the money clip attached to my wallet. And I remember that we were on a dive. And we took a little boat out, and it wasn't very far.
Right.
Like, you're on a boat for, like, 5 minutes, and then you did the dive. But he didn't go in the water with the rest of us. And I thought, well, what the heck's he doing?
Yeah.
And he goes in the water, like, 5 minutes later, and we're in the water, and we see him. And he goes by, and he kind of goes, like, waves, gives us a little wave. And then he's gone.
Yep.
We were, I mean, because where we were there at Coral Caverns, we're right there by the tongue of the ocean.
Right.
And he comes back, and he's indicating how deep he's gone, and he's run out of hands to show us how deep he's gone.
It's like he's got a chandelier from the Titanic. Hey, Eric and Scott.
Yeah, and the dive guide is freaking out. He's looking at like, hey, where's your buddy? Where the hell is he? What's going on?
I remember get to an end of a dive, you know, oh, how deep you go? No, I don't know, 70, 80. I bounced down to 130. Like, really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, he was well, his nickname was Depth Whore.
Yeah,
he was definitely one of those.
I gave him
that. Well, but he'd been on so many dives. What got him off was going down deep.
That's what she said.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
We are reminiscing about our diving adventures with Single Scott. Yeah, we miss him. Yeah, we're doing it the best way we can. All the laughter and everything. Don't be fooled that underneath we miss our buddy. But we know he's with us and he's hanging with us and laughing along today, and that's what we're trying to focus on. Some of the adventures that we've shared already have been... you can't help but laugh your ass off.
A bit controversial.
At times, yes. And trust me, even we haven't just scratched the surface. We haven't even come close to some of the things that have gone on behind the scenes, and they bring a smile to us, and we'll always have those memories amongst ourselves. However, we do have a few that we still want to share. Bill, I know you have some time that we all shared together in Andros. Is that where you wanted to go?
Andros, the Coral Caverns trip that we took back in Memorial Day weekend 2008.
Right. That was a good time.
Yeah.
And what do you remember?
Well, here's what I remember. this is going to be a surprise to everyone, I suppose. I'm not the drinker you all are.
What?
He prefers
drugs.
I bring tea with me on these trips.
See? Herb.
Yes,
herb. As we like to call in the biz. Yes.
Mushroom tea?
No, mushroom tea is okay, hideous
tea
and
tea.
Horrible.
All right, real tea.
But, what I remember is that Scott was always able to make himself comfortable almost immediately. He'd just, kind of move in, and it seemed like he'd been there for 100 years if he got in the door ahead of you.
What, you mean like sharing the room, you mean, or what?
Just every time I saw Scott, it seemed like he knew what was going on.
He did.
And it seemed like not that he was able to figure it out. He just knew because he'd already done it 40 times.
Well, that's true. He had definitely had a few more miles under his travel belt than even us here at Scuba Radio did, because he had traveled the world. He'd been doing this for years before we even met him.
Right. And it was just such a cool thing to have this guy who, what do you do for fun? Well, I decide when I want to go diving, and then I go diving. And I thought, that is what I want to do, so why'd I get married and have a kid? What kind of an idiot am I?
Well,
I blame the tea. I blame the tea.
That's for another show.
Why do I have a job? Why do I have all these responsibilities? I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah, it's funny. No one's arguing with him. What's up?
Maybe you should learn to read those tea leaves, Bill.
And I know, Jimmy, you were there on that trip as well. And I know you have a fun little anecdote about Scott that you told me earlier.
Oh, yeah. An anecdote.
It was in a vial. Actually.
It was in a vial.
It was in his save a dive
vial.
Kit.
It wasn't a vial. Scott had things.
Reef snake.
No, Scott had things in his kit that... You know, a dive buddy wouldn't normally have, but definitely comes in handy. Things like Alka-Seltzer, things you wouldn't really, think you'd need. But I was
the exotic native remedy of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, it's more like a Scuba Radio emergency
latex
kit.
Gloves.
You forget he was 59.
Yeah.
The plop plop fizz fizz people.
Yeah, that's true. He always had antibiotics and stuff. But I was plowing across the dive dock there, and Carl Cobran's blasted out of my mind, and I drove a toothpick-sized splinter right into my foot. I didn't feel it at first, but we tried to dig it out later. We all tried to cut it out with a scalpel. We couldn't get it out.
We took turns.
And Scott's like, hey, I got
playing an operation on a human.
Exactly. It was like, oh, butterfingers. And like, hey, I got some liquid spinach. And he, you know, patched up my foot so I could get stateside. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that was after we had cut him open and showed everybody the guts he had in there.
Yeah, we cut him open and showed him all the black stuff.
Exactly. I don't know why they were doing exploratory surgery in my abdomen.
Yeah.
Well,
connected.
It's all but he did. Connected. He was always prepared. He had one of the most extensive save a dive kits I'd ever seen.
Yeah, he did.
It was quite remarkable.
He was not
going
to get cheated on his dive trip.
That's true.
Ever. He was never going to get cheated. It was never going to be a thing where he said, "Yeah, you know what? Things happen, and I just couldn't do anything." No, he was going to keep things from happening.
Yeah,
boat broken. I got a spare boat.
The Boy Scout of divers.
That is true. And you know, Abby brought up a good. A comment, too, and this is how I knew Scott. Me and Scott hung out a lot after the diving day was done, especially when we were just diving. It was just the two of us, and we'd hang out at the bar. He could make friends with anybody, and he was just fun just to hang with at the bar, you know, and share a cocktail with. God knows there were hundreds of them, literally, that we did just like that. And yeah, everybody's going to miss him, me in particular. He's going to be someone that I'm always thinking about. But like Diver Dick, now we got Single Scott on our flank when we're underwater as a dive buddy as well. So
who's next, Greg? Who's next?
Wow.
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy.
How much time do we have?
What are we taking the bets right now? Is that who's going to go?
I say Drunken Scuba Santa. He really, I think.
I'm astonished every week he lives.
I know.
True. But you know, the thing is, we like to have fun. And when you have people around you that you share these interests, share our love for diving and that kind of thing, it really does make you wonder what the future holds. And when you lose somebody that close to you or part of the family, so to speak, it kind of makes you cherish what we've had. And every moment that we have, you got to live in that moment, and you never know that next dive could be your last dive, so you might as well make the best of it, right?
Right.
And that's one thing that Scott, Single Scott, showed us, that he knew how to live life to the fullest, whether it was underwater, whether it was on his motorcycle, flying a plane, you name it, he did it.
Wasn't he the one that we said, "What's your favorite dive?" And he said, "My next one."
I think he said that many a time. He did indeed. So our hats off. Our fin tips up for Single Scott. We celebrated his life the best we know how, and we'll continue to do so on every dive we do from here on out. That'll do it for this week. Remember, it's always better
down where it's wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Each little snail, you know how to whale here. That's why it's hot, 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 that you watch how the army is looking out in your fucking
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.